Where were you 13 years ago? It's hard enough to think about where we were yesterday, but if we ask ourselves where we were 13 years ago, it probably is a much easier question to answer. 13 years ago, I was about to attend my biology lecture at Columbia University. When I remember walking down the steps of the dorm, and there was a rush of students coming back in tears. I thought perhaps they had had a negative experience in the class, so I disregarded it and continued on to my biology lecture. But about a third of the way through that lecture, I remember vividly sitting there as somebody leaned over to me and quietly said, "The towers have fallen. The World Trade Center." I was an 18-year-old kid living in New York. I did not know what to think. I did not know what to feel. And of course, I did not know what to do. And so I quietly returned to that dorm. And with my classmates, we held each other in our arms. And I remember watching my resident advisor, my friend and my mentor, in tears for days. And then she told her story. Her best friend, Joshua Birnbaum, a recent Columbia University graduate, was working as a bond trader on the 104th floor of Tower One with Cantor Fitzgerald. He was a bond trader by day, and he was a DJ by night. He wanted to make enough money on Wall Street so that he could open up his own recording studio. And so Josh called after the plane hit Tower One, home to his mother, and said, "Mom, something has hit the building. There is smoke everywhere. The ceiling is falling. And I need to tell you, I love you. I love you." Now his mother, Marcel, instead of continuing on the line for the last few moments of Josh's life, said this: "Josh, go find somebody on the floor where you are so you will not be alone." He responded, "Okay, Mom," and the phone went dead. My friend, my resident advisor, explains about Joshua Birnbaum that his smile and his charm had the ability to light up a room of those he knew, and even more importantly, those he did not know. Our Torah tells us, Baruch atah bavoecha, Baruch atah betzeitecha. Blessed you should be in your comings, and blessed you should be in your goings. Baruch atah bavoecha, blessed you should be as you come into this world. Baruch atah betzeitecha, blessed you should be as you depart this world. We see it in Kohelet, the book of Ecclesiastes. There's a time to be born and a time to die. It seems pretty obvious that there is a time to be born. But the rabbis ponder the question, is there a destined time to depart this earth? And therefore the rabbis reinterpret this verse and they say, happy is the one whose time of death is like his time of birth. For just as we entered into this world with innocence, so too when we depart this world, we should be full of innocence as well. 13 years later, it feels like yesterday for most of us. No matter where I have been, whether it's been in a college, university, a rabbinical school, or a synagogue pulpit, I try to rekindle the flame of just one life, of Joshua Birnbaum. But as we commemorate the departing of Joshua Birnbaum from this earth, we know that it is a fact that on that day and the days before and the days after, babies were born. 13 years later, those babies born that week celebrate bar mitzvahs and bat mitzvahs today and onward. We have a generation of young Jews who will only know 9/11 in a history book. But we have a young generation of Jews who know how to celebrate their lives. 13 years later, Joshua Birnbaum departed this earth with innocence. 13 years later, we continue to commemorate and to celebrate. Our Rabbi Tzelech Zecher Tzadik Livracha, the memory of Joshua Birnbaum, a very, very young, innocent man, a person I did not know, but a person that I do remember every year, should be a blessing for all time. And let us say, Amen.